It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss potential staffing gaps in schools around the state as a new report shows a shrinking pool of school bus drivers. And plans are being considered for a Wisconsin teacher apprenticeship program. Be part of the conversation. Call in with a question. Share comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Michelle Golden is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Association of School Personnel Administrators and Interim Executive Director of Administration for the Eau Claire Area School District. Michelle, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you, Kay. I'm very happy to be here this morning, and thanks for having me.
So looking at this Wisconsin Policy Forum report saying that our state lost nearly 18% of its bus drivers over the last 15 years, are schools able to meet their busing needs?
It depends. There are some school districts who own their own busing and then many that contract services out. And so busing needs are obviously are great, and it's a hard profession. It's a very part-time position, so they have drivers that are morning routes and afternoon routes and then some midday routes, but it's definitely most of the positions are part-time.
Is that perhaps one of the reasons why it might be more difficult to fill those positions?
I would guess so. I know that, locally at the student transit in Eau Claire, they sometimes have retired educators, retired law enforcement, or people that just really are parents and want a flexible schedule around their child's breaks and to be home after school. So they do get a wide range of applicants, but they are short as well.
You mentioned how some districts own their own buses, others contract out with companies. In terms of when schools contract out, like for busing or for meal service, how often do schools outsource these types of positions to other companies?
I'm not sure of the exact data around that. Locally, some of our local districts around Eau Claire contract out those services, but there are other organizations in Wisconsin that own their own, and I think there are pros and cons to both.
So stepping back, as we look at Wisconsin unemployment levels, which have been historically low, the Bureau of Labor Statistics saying our state is near record low unemployment levels at the moment. How much success are schools having at filling their vacancies?
Schools are really struggling to fill vacancies. We do have an educator shortage across the state of Wisconsin. We've been working, as you mentioned, on apprenticeship programs in Wisconsin. We do have a couple school districts that are piloting apprenticeship programs, which is helping us build the workbook, so to speak, for those apprenticeship programs. We recently hosted a teacher shortage summit in October in Madison and had about 75 people present for that. It was really around gathering the data and developing some ideas around how do we solve this issue.
What were some of your aha moments from the teacher shortage summit?
We had a couple of individuals that came in and brought some data for us. One of them was Dr. Bradley Carl from the Wisconsin Center for Educational Research. And one of the points of data that he shared with us was that we have about almost 12,000 students that are enrolled in education programs, but just under 3,000 actually graduate from teacher prep programs.
So why do you think that is? Was there a discussion around why that, pipeline to graduation has holes in it?
Well, we talked a lot about it. We haven't solved that and figured that out. It's a very concerning number. Our demand in 21-22 was about almost 6,000 teachers, and our supply at that time was about 4,300. So we are low on the number of teachers clearly coming out of the teacher prep programs. So we're struggling to fill positions and positions that are really important, like reading interventionists, math interventionists, obviously classroom teachers. So it becomes very, very difficult.
What about the entry level salary for these positions? What is that a major driver here, and why, you know, these young people are not going into this profession?
Well, thank you. That's a great question. That was also one of our discussion points at our teacher shortage summit. Teacher pay is low. I would say, and I don't have the exact number in front of me, but like locally, we're about $45,000, $46,000 starting. And our, you know, there's a lot of students coming out and graduating making $70,000, $80,000. And so it's not students don't go into education for the money, definitely. But it also drives people away. And so it's very difficult to recruit and keep people in the program when they can make a lot more money in the private sector.
Can I ask you, was this summit the first of its kind for our state, or have you been to these gatherings before as you address the shortage and where to go next?
That's a great question. This was our first one as part of WASPA, myself and three other HR directors from the state of Wisconsin went to the National Educator Shortage Summit last year and all of us felt very passionate about hosting one in Wisconsin to try to solve some of our issues.
Michelle Golden leads the Wisconsin Association of School Personnel Administrators as we discuss school staffing gaps, where to go from here. And you can call in with a question, share your thoughts at any point, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. From food service staff to bus drivers to teachers, we assess the level of school vacancies around Wisconsin and next steps with Michelle Golden, who is here. She leads the Wisconsin Association of School Personnel Administrators and is the Eau Claire Area School District's Interim Executive Director of Administration. Call in with a question. You can add your perspective, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Michelle, let's dig into apprenticeships. This month, we heard Governor Tony Evers announcing plans for a teacher apprenticeship pilot program to start this fall. And then this week, the state Senate also passed a bill that would similarly establish a teacher apprenticeship program. What are your thoughts on the idea of a teacher apprenticeship program?
I believe that an apprenticeship program really allows our students and our future teachers to learn right alongside a teacher. And I think oftentimes teacher prep programs, they will prep you for the content knowledge, they'll prep you for behavior management knowledge, but there's nothing like learning side by side with a high quality teacher. I'm really excited about this opportunity. I believe it will break down barriers for students going into the education program, and we're really excited about it. We, as I mentioned earlier, we do have a couple schools in Wisconsin that are in the process of a pilot program, and I'm part of a committee that's looking to grow that program much larger.
What have they learned so far in terms of these districts that have started to take these steps?
I believe, you know, just the logistics of this, you know, putting together a book or a handbook that allows teachers that are hosting the apprenticeship student some professional development and time for them to work side by side with the student and the future teacher to be able to have time together to work and to help them understand the day-to-day operations in a classroom. So there's a lot of learning that's going on, and it is allowing us to be able to put some, like I said, this guidebook together to really grow this program. The other piece to it is to be able to pay the apprentice student and the teacher that are going through this process.
I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, there should student teachers in training be paid for their time in the classroom?
Traditionally, they have not been.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that's one of the issues. Any student that's, let's say, going into a marketing program, they get paid internships, and student teachers in the past have not. So this is another barrier, I believe, for the teacher shortage, and being able to pay and have an internship slash apprenticeship is a great opportunity for these students.
I wonder as well if an apprenticeship program could get these students a mentor more quickly to be able to walk in a teacher's footsteps more quickly earlier on in their education in that college setting.
Yes, and that's definitely the plan, that they could potentially be in a classroom for 2 years with an educator and learning alongside them.
In terms of turnover, as we have seen, Wisconsin Policy Forum finding 2022-2023 schools year experiencing record high numbers of teacher turnover. Is there follow-up in terms of where teachers are going, why they're leaving, if there are any types of, takeaways from that turnover?
I believe in the probably 2021, one of the biggest resignation times had to do with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And the job completely changing, it just caused a lot of stress and a lot of extra time that was spent trying to learn new technologies to help our students be able to be successful. And it just became a new profession, for lack of better words, during that time.
So that type of educational delivery and some of the constraints of working from home, perhaps. It was also amid the Great Resignation, as they call it. Those
Absolutely.
All had influences in this turnover. Let's bring in Jeremy in Mineral Point. Jeremy, what would you like to bring up?
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me well on that end?
Indeed.
The one thing I just wanted to speak to is, like, I always get concerned when I hear about mentoring programs and apprenticeships that come up that don't always seem to be responsive to the actual needs on the ground. I've come to learn that substitutes and cross-categorical special education teachers are already having that easy access, high-impact experiences of working alongside the teachers in the education capacity. And it's quick, it's fast, and it's very possible. This initiative, while it has good intention, feel like it's missing the mark of responding to teachers' need of wanting to be happy. I know teachers want to be safe and secure, and I know our teachers want to be well-resourced, right? They want to be paid for that catch-all extension of education that they do for our students. You know, they're not only teachers, but they're like social workers. They're, you know, they're caretakers, they're lovers, they're pouring joy, love, and they're helping our students to truly tap into their humanity through some of this duress we live in our society. And so, like, I get nervous when we throw together these programs that don't seem very intentional.
Jeremy, thank you so much for bringing your thoughts. Michelle, go ahead.
Thank you, Jeremy. I think I couldn't agree with you more on all of the work that goes into being an educator. And it's not just the content. There's a lot more that goes into it. It's being a social worker, all of those things that you listed. And I believe that we're trying to be very intentional and go starting very slow with this process and trying to put together a great program. And teachers definitely should be paid for this additional time and effort and training that is going into this apprenticeship program along with the student that's learning. So I 100% agree that we want to be very intentional about how we roll this program out.
Michelle Golden with us, Wisconsin Association of School Personnel Administrators. As we talk about staffing levels at Wisconsin schools, the number to join, 800-642-1234 with your question or comments. Heard from Marty in Lake Geneva, called in to ask if Wisconsin's right to work law has helped or harmed teachers and how much they earn.
That's a great question. I believe that, you know, it really kind of depends, but I believe that, you know, and I can only speak for HR, that HR directors always are looking for ways to retain our teachers. What are some things that we can offer? What are some benefits? What pay? We need those teachers in the classroom, and we want to do everything that we can to keep them happy and stay in education.
I think another way of asking Marty's question, if public sector unions for teachers had bargaining power in Wisconsin, would this be a different situation?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I do believe that school districts are doing their best to pay teachers and, you know, within our fiscal responsibility of taxpayers. And so we do, I know in my role, we are always looking for ways to better pay our teachers.
I'm looking at some job descriptions. Do signing bonuses help in getting these positions filled at all?
I believe so. There's still a shortage. So I wonder sometimes, does that create movers? So I move from one district to the next to get a signing bonus. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know that there's a lot of research on that, but I do worry that that just creates movers versus stayers.
Do you find that there is competition among school districts to hire teachers away?
I do believe that. There's such a shortage, and people, districts are desperate to fill these positions, and you know, you always know someone who knows someone who's a great teacher in another district. And so I do believe there's competition.
Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. I've enjoyed being on your show. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Michelle Golden, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Association of School Personnel Administrators. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.